Back to school time in Marshall County, less than a month away. On August the 8th, I believe, is the date of back to school for students in Marshall County. And we're going to be having some guests on over the course of the next few weeks, getting you ready for back to school, representatives of the Marshall County School System. And this morning, we welcome to the studio Danae Shelton. Danae is the student data specialist. Danae, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And then Brent Lovett, who is the director of pupil personnel.
Good morning, Jeff.
And it's a good thing Danae is here. She's prepared. She brought all of her notes. Had she not shown up, you and I probably would have spent the next 30 minutes telling old basketball stories.
But,
there are a lot of them. Some suitable for air, some not so much. But Danae, what is the exact job title for your, not the title, but the duties for student data specialist?
Well, everybody calls me the Infinite Campus Guru. I'm everything Infinite Campus, from teachers to students to parents, guardians, and everybody in between. I handle all of that. So it's a big job, but I enjoy it a lot.
What is Infinite Campus for folks that may not be
aware?
Good
question. Infinite Campus is the student information system that all public schools in Kentucky use. It's our database that has the information of all the students. So it's very important. A lot of people are like, why do we have to do all this online registration? Because it is very important.
What are some of the things people need to be doing right now? Getting ready for, here we are, it's the 13th of July. And we're looking at less than 30 days away from back to school time.
Yes. Well, they need to hopefully have already completed online registration. And it goes through, like I said, Infinite Campus Parent Portal. And this is just, if they're a returning student in the Marshall County Schools, it's pretty simple. They just have to log in and verify that the information is correct. It's several screens, but it's pretty much just putting your initials there and verifying the information is correct. Then if they're a new student, it does take a little bit more time, I guess you'd say, to get all the information together, but to make sure that it's correct and getting their information from the school they're coming from, or if they're a new kindergartner, there's a certain group of things we have to have for incoming kindergartners. So it just takes a little time, and it's usually best if we start sooner than July 13th, but we know there's some that put that off, and so the teachers are starting to send out their postcards to their students, and so most of them require the parents to have this completed by now if they want to have their teacher postcard by now.
Danae Shelton, student data specialist, and Brent Lovett, director of pupil personnel, Marshall County Schools, our guest this morning on Coffee Call. Brent, what would you add as far as some things that people need to be taking care of right now and getting ready for back to school?
Well, that is the main thing that Danae talked about, was getting those. And you know, it's we know who to contact in, you know, case of emergencies. We can't get a hold of this person, we have permission to talk to this person. Anybody that calls up to the school wanting information, you know, that's what we look for, what our schools look for, to make sure that, you know, we're allowed to talk to you about said student. So it is very important. It's, you know, things change throughout the year, so that's something to keep in mind. If someone needs added or taken off of that list, to let the schools know, call and let us know. The schools will be able to take care of it at that point when they get back in the buildings. But you know, this is the start of it. It is something that can be ongoing throughout the year. So if any changes are made, let's get those knocked out so we can move forward.
Brett, one thing you were telling me about before we began the program this morning is about the free and reduced lunch application. Is it fair to say application? Because it gets a little confusing, doesn't it?
It does. We both talked. We don't really like the name of it, but it comes from the state. It is what it is. People get confused sometimes because we are a district that provides free breakfast and free lunch for all students. So when people see that form come across, they just think, well, I don't have to fill this out. We are already receiving this. But that's not necessarily the case. That filling that out does help us keep the program going, per se. It also gives us some funds for technology throughout the district. It also gives us additional funds for our family resource centers that benefit so many kids in so many different ways. From very small things to pretty large things. So getting that information and getting that form filled out is a big, big benefit. And it can't open until July 1st. That's the frustrating part. We have to do it yearly. And when we open up online registration prior to that, we can't require that to be on there. It is on there now. Mm-hmm. So anyone who goes in and does online registration from July 1st forward, that'll be a requirement to fill out. But just trying to clear up any confusion of that particular form, it's not necessarily what people think it is.
Mm-hmm. Again, our guests this morning, Danae Shelton and Brent Lovett here from the Marshall County School System. Danae is the student data specialist. Danae, you brought a whole lot of notes, so I know you have much more to talk about than what we've already discussed. What are some other things that people need to be keeping in mind right now?
Yes, well, I brought all kinds of information about all the different schools, back-to-school, open house events. I'd be glad to go through all of that.
Sure.
Also wanted to, give a big shout-out because the online registration portal now is mobile-friendly, so they can use their smartphones, their tablets, their iPads to actually complete online registration. Now, the meal benefits form is not mobile-friendly yet. We're hoping it will be by next year, but that's a state thing. That's not us. But as far as all the back-to-school events, I'd love to just run down that real quick if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, Benton Elementary is going to be having their kindergarten kickoff on Wednesday, August the 2nd from 5:30 to 7:30. And then on Thursday, August 3rd, it will be all grades from 5:30 to 7. Then Calvert Elementary, they will have their events on Thursday, August the 3rd. For new families, kindergarten, or first grade through fifth grade, will be at 5 p.m. on August 3rd. And then from 5:30 to 7, I believe, is the rest of the grades, kindergarten through fifth, that are returning students. Then Central Elementary, their events are on August 3rd as well. Their Kindergarten Go event is that morning from 8:30 to 11. And then their afternoon from 5 to 7 is for all other grades. Jonathan Elementary is the same day, Thursday, August 3rd, from 5:30 to 7 for all grades. Sharp Elementary, the same day, August the 3rd, 5:30 to 7 for all grades. South Elementary, Thursday, August 3rd, again, same day, open house from 5:30 to 7. Then North Marshall Middle School is having their 6th grade open house on Thursday, July 27th from 5:30 to 7. And then August 2nd and 3rd are what they call locker days for 6th through 8th grade. They can come and pay the school fees and get their locker or their schedule from any time between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. South Marshall Middle, the same way, on Monday, July 31st from 5 to 7 will be for their 6th grade and new students. And then for August 2nd and 3rd will be 7th and 8th grade locker days anytime from 9 to 2. And then the high school, with the new principal this year, we're excited for their fresh beginning there. Their freshman orientation is Tuesday, July 25th from 4 to 6:30. And Thursday, July 27th, is 10th grade through 12th grade from 4 to 6:30. I believe those are come-and-go events. You don't have to stay that whole time, but you can get your schedule, pay school fees, all kinds of different things there. But
and before you leave, we'll get a copy of that. Sure. That way we'll have that information to continue to announce. Sure. And also have available if somebody needed to call here and find out when their particular school is having their open house or another event prior to the start of the school year. Again, our guests this morning, Danae Shelton, Brent Lovett from the Marshall County School System, and we'll be back in just a moment.